Well, I've been waiting to see the signs. I've been drawn into the colors between the lines. Too far gone inside my mind. I'm getting closer and closer to knowing what I've been trying to find. But now it's easy when you don't have a care. Baby, it's easy, 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 you know. I'm almost there. We're giving up. I've been through that. When I wear my despair, or will I wear it just like a hat? Falling apart now. Some days I feel so low. When I run out of places to run out of, when I got nowhere left to go. Oh no, 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 now it's easy. When you don't have a care, oh darling, it's easy, easy, easy. I'm almost there, babe, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
It is time for Talking Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am your host, Taya J, joined today in the studio by Eric Stuckey and AJ Fullerton. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. We had you just about a year ago for a similar purpose, and I'm wondering if you will catch our listeners up a little bit on what you've been up to in this last year.
Totally. I live in Nashville, so I've been touring a lot, and did a lot of that this year. Went to the UK, did with David Starr again, who's Cedar Ridge.
Local legend.
Local legend. Mm-hmm. And so he and I play a lot together. Did quite a bit of stuff on my own, and then some session work, and just kind of trying to stay busy. So it's been, and then I just had a kid. So
congratulations.
3 weeks ago.
Little golf clap for that one.
Yeah.
You look remarkably well rested, Eric.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The bags under my eyes are the foundation. That's what it is.
There you go. You'll have to teach me your tricks.
All right.
Congratulations. Thank AJ, you. How about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, man. It's been a busy year. It's been a real busy year. I've been working a lot. I released a new record back in April, Closer, on Color Red Records, which has been doing great. And kind of like Eric, it's been a kind of a mixed bag of a year. I've been doing a lot of session work, a lot of writing. I also have a record label that I started a ways back that's kind of been picking up steam. A couple releases on that. Eric Lundy and Sweet Virginia, which actually Eric Stuckey here played on. And then more recently, my friend Grant Sabin, his new record Work just came out on Getcha Records and has been just crushing it on the local charts. And just, yeah, it's been a busy year. I'm actually moving to Nashville, too, here at the top of 2025. So Eric and I are going to be hanging out a lot more.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Are you guys talking collaboration yet? Or are you just going
to see
how it unfolds? No.
I'm not interested.
You probably won't even. You'll only see each other when you come home to Colorado.
Yeah.
We actually only meet up to hang out at KVNF.
Yeah. Oh, I feel honored.
Community radio.
With me, obviously.
Yeah.
Adam.
And Adam, of course. Couldn't do it without Adam. Well, we are here really to talk about the third annual Home for the Holidays show. Can we talk a little bit about what this show is? Where did it start? How did it start?
It started a few years ago, actually pre-COVID. AJ and I were just two musicians from Montrose. But we travel all year and, you know, we've lived in other places. AJ's been in Memphis. I've been in California, Nashville, you know, so we just always would meet up and do shows around Christmas time when we're both home. So that's how it started. And this is the third in a row. COVID kind of screwed up our previous setup. But so we're at the Pavilion for the third year in a row.
Yep, the Montrose Pavilion.
Yeah, it's like always a highlight of the year. It's a great show, and a lot of our kind of longtime fans get to come out and support us. So it's awesome.
I feel like, yeah, you know, not counting 2020, this would be maybe our fifth or sixth time doing a Home for the Holidays type show. But we kind of solidified the idea behind it in, I guess, 21. We decided, let's do it. Let's do the Pavilion, which is a venue that Eric and I both grew up going to and seeing shows, you know, kind of being the big room in Montrose. And, you know, we kind of came to the idea of making it a chance to come home, play the hometown. Because he and I grew up like maybe a mile from each other, truly, which is kind of funny.
5 minutes as the car drives.
As the car drives, yes.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
I
just came up with
that. I'm going to borrow that.
And we thought it would be fun to do it at the Pavilion. And then we kind of thought, you know, given the reason for the season, we wanted to find a cause to give back to. Which is why we've been making it a thing where we give a portion of the ticket sales to the Montrose High School Music Department to help fund young musicians.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So proceeds of the ticket sales go to that department specifically for something in particular or just in general to keep it afloat and thriving?
Well, you know, as well funded as the arts programs usually are.
in rural places especially.
Especially, yeah. No, we just... I was in the choir department. I was in the band when I was in high school, and I know that music education as a young person left a mark on me in the sense that it became my career. So
yeah, a small one.
And you know, last year we got to write a pretty nice sized check to the school, which felt good. So doing that again, and we have a few sponsors like last year that either help us underwrite the cost of the event and or are giving money directly to the school, which is really nice. So
yeah.
Yeah. This year's special guest is the one and only Emily Scott Robinson, who, if our listeners are not familiar with, it is worth taking a listen to her. She is incredible. Will one of you or both of you introduce her to our audience?
Well, Emily is amazing, for starters. I've been a fan of her work for a multitude of years. I actually just met her maybe earlier this year or late last year for the first time.
Interesting. Wild that you can like live so close to one another. She was up in Telluride. Now she's down in Ridgeway. It's amazing you can be in sort of similar spaces and just miss each other. It's all about timing, I guess.
I think it's pretty common in the music business, right?
Because nobody's ever home.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
We're all just, you know, boats in the night, just kind of cruising by one another. But as a songwriter, Emily is phenomenal. She was on John Prine's record label, Oh Boy Records. And, the human embodiment of the bee's knees is probably how I would describe Emily.
We're really excited to have her. This is our second year having a special guest, and it just adds a nice element of new, you know, to the people who have been following AJ and I for a while. She's great, and so it's great to have a different sound and hopefully introduce our audience to her, and then. You know, people that follow her, they can come out and get to know us. So, yeah, it's gonna be a special one.
Packed a suitcase, sold the rest. Couldn't wait to leave that town. U.S. Highway rolling west with all the windows.
That's Westward Bound from Emily Scott Robinson. Emily will be joining Eric Stuckey and AJ Fullerton during their third annual Home for the Holidays show this Saturday, December 28th. I'm joined today live in the studio by AJ and Eric.
What do you think the biggest challenge of collaborating for the two of you on this show?
It's never felt challenging. Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, Eric and I have known each other now for quite a while.
A decade and a half.
I mean, we knew each other in Montrose growing up, and I think it's always felt really, really natural. I guess early on, I was your bass player. So, you know, I finally graduated to being your contemporary on an instrument that has more than four strings.
We let him sing now, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Just once in a while, right?
Yeah, yeah. Only every other song.
But I think, you know, both being singer-songwriters, both being from Montrose originally and having similar but slightly contrasting tastes in music has led to, you know, a really cool friendship and a cool musical partnership when we are in the same place.
Yeah, and this is a nice show once a year. AJ's always getting better and growing. I mean, that's what we all hope to do, and I hope to do the same. So it's we kind of come together and meet the new version of each other a little bit musically, but it always works and always feels great. So that's what's probably the most fun. It's not a challenge. It's exciting because you can go a little farther every time.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the epitome of coming home in a way too, right? Like you're bringing the new version of yourself home and you're seeing the people who have known you since you were, you know, little, and they get to re-meet you. They get to know you again. Yeah. So it's cool that you guys share that creatively as well.
Yeah.
And we've been doing some co-writing, so we might actually have some new originals to play for the show.
Talk a little more about that.
Well, I think I can say it in a nutshell, you know, I've always been a fan of Eric's writing, and getting to sit down and actually experience the creative process together, again, did not feel difficult. We jotted out, like, I think the last time we did it, like, 3 songs or something in a day, which for a co-writing sesh is rather productive.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think at the core of our musical interests, we both are really big fans of a good song, whether it's bluegrass, Americana, blues, whatever, you know?
Yeah, the nuts and bolts of, like, a song standing on its own. And then, you know, production is the picture frame, but kind of getting into a good song that can be represented on the guitar and a voice. So yeah, he was in Nashville 6 months ago. I mean, the last time we met up, and came over and stayed at my, you stayed with me, didn't you? You did.
Yes. And I was shopping around. I was kind of feeling out whether or not I wanted to move down there full time. And,
he must have done something right.
I guess so.
I was just there for your dog, Marlo, to be honest. anyway.
You've sort of hinted at it, but does it feel different to play a show where you imagine that you probably know a majority of the people in the audience versus playing a show to a room full of, you know, maybe a few people who have heard of you know you, but a decent amount of strangers too?
I really like it. It's easier in a way. I mean, they're a great... first of all, if they've been following me for, you know, 10 to 15 years of my musical career, they're supportive fans.
Yes.
You know, they're gracious. So it's invigorating and easy.
I was actually surprised last year how many people I didn't know. I think partially because obviously—
They were just there for Eric, is that what you're
They're
saying?
There for Eric's dog, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it was partially that, like, to some degree, Eric and I have, you know, slightly different fan bases, or, you know, like, maybe there is some crossover, but there's some difference. And then last year we had Cousin Curtis open, which was awesome. He's great. And so it's kind of neat sometimes to actually, when you do these multi-artist bills, you get kind of a large cross-section of this fan base. And sometimes there's people you know. But to summarize that, basically, it's a neat experience because I do see people I've known since I was a little kid. And then, I mean, there were folks there last year that I think they said it was their first time seeing me and or Eric, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I do love that about where we live on the Western Slope is there's so much music discovery to have happen. Like, I feel like it's just awesome to be able to hear something for the first time and get super jazzed about it that you maybe never would have expected. So love to hear that it's an opportunity for that as well.
Can I jump in on what you just said? Just being from the Western Slope and then leaving and coming back, it's really cool to see how many great artists live in the area. You don't have to go very far. And so the fact that we can have Cousin Curtis last year, who tours all over the country nonstop, and he's awesome, and he lives in Montrose. He can come out and be our guest. And then this year with Emily Scott Robinson, I mean, she's great, and she's 20 minutes down the road. So that's really cool, and I'm really excited to just have this thing that we can find those artists and bring them in and get to know them.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. I think that's so true. And we are really lucky to be positioned where we are. And it sort of catches you off guard to me. I'm always a little surprised by how many amazing people are in our backyard that maybe you know about and maybe you've never heard of before. And there's something special about that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun to get the community together and just do kind of a very intentional show. You know, it's hard sometimes to make time throughout the tour season to come back and play the West Slope. But again, playing the Pavilion, a room that, like, I remember seeing, like, Jackie Greene there when I was, you know, 13 or something, and all these different cool shows over the years. Being on that stage and looking out, it's just a very surreal experience, and especially doing it with Eric here.
Well, and I think you guys give us, you know, once the holidays are over, I feel like if you celebrate Christmas, once it's over, it's kind of a downer. So being on the 28th, it's like something to look forward to. It's the bonus present to our holiday season.
We actually really look forward to that weird stretch of time between like the 26th and the 30th.
Because that's the time when musicians have nothing to do.
Well, and you're not expected to play any Christmas songs or any holiday music. We very intentionally picked that weekend.
Touche. That's true. If you threw a holiday concert and then didn't play any holiday songs and it was pre-Christmas, mm-hmm. I mean, I could see people getting kind of up in arms.
Yeah. So just for clarification for your listeners, this is not a holiday show. This is a home for the holidays.
This is a home
show.
For the holidays. Yeah.
This is a excuse to get together and play and feature some amazing music and some amazing musicians.
Yes.
All in collaboration.
The way we've been kind of building it, describing it to people, because it is kind of like a weird time of year to have a concert that's not like a Christmas concert. We basically describe it as an intimate acoustic experience where you get to come in and hear, in this case, us doing some original songs. You get to hear Emily Scott Robinson, and you basically get this really cool, almost like Montrose's big living room house concert, you know?
Mm. That's a great tagline for it. Yeah. You should add that next year.
Parentheses.
Well, we'll have the PR department dig into
get
that.
Get right on that. I hope she's listening. I feel like what the show also is for both of you is sort of a celebration of the accumulation of the year. And like you, we started the show talking about some of the things you've been up to. Can we talk a little bit about some of the things you're hoping for, some of those sort of creative intentions for the new year?
Sure. Now being a new father, I'm kind of, things are shifting a little bit, but I'm excited to, I've got a good Colorado tour this summer coming up. But I'll be around Nashville a lot more. It's going to be more of a home base for at least the spring. And I'm excited to sort of explore. It's funny when you live there and you are always, you know, 1,000 miles away. So seeing more of what's within the 5-hour radius of Nashville and always writing and just kind of trying to discover more music and make more music. That's sort of my forever goal, but so more of that.
I love it. Do you sing to your daughter, Eric?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you sing to her?
Just Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis. I just make up songs, usually about, you know, loving her.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Or
that's good,
you know,
too. Yeah.
Or play, you know, I'm always making noise, but yeah.
Awesome. AJ, how about for you? What is this, a little move to Nashville? What else does this next year hold for you?
Things have been pretty busy. I get told, I feel like about once a week, that I'm a workaholic. And I don't feel like I am, but then I look back at kind of what my work roster, life roster is looking like, and there's a lot.
It just means you love what you do, though. I mean, not to like enable the workaholic in you, but
it's fine. It was going to happen anyway. No, really, the label. I've started and have been really involved with this small record label called Getcha Records, and we've been kind of growing the team and getting to the point now where, I mean, I feel like we have something like maybe upwards of 6-7 releases slated already for next year or in the works. So I've been working a lot with our team of consultants and what we kind of jokingly refer to as three raccoons in a trench coat. Many paws make light work. And in a nutshell, really, I got some of my own new material that I'm working on, some solo stuff. I have a duo EP with a special guest I'm really excited about. Just a lot of writing, a lot of production. I've been doing quite a bit of session work too, you know, kind of expanding my guitar talents outside of my own stuff and playing with some other people and just having a good time. I'm really excited to be hanging out in Nashville where I can, rendezvous with Mr. Stucky here, be there and get together and see Marlowe's dog and listen to him sing Huey Lewis to his baby girl, so...
Well, I want to remind our listeners that the 3rd annual Home for the Holidays show at the Montrose Pavilion will be Saturday, December 28th, doors at 6, show at 7. Proceeds, some of the proceeds from that show's ticket sales go to the Montrose High School Music Department. And you can show up and support these gentlemen and the amazing Emily Scott Robinson. Eric, will you take us out on a song?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
She took a night train, barreling down the Delta bound for New Orleans. And the stars shone like candles in the shadows of a young girl's dream. Staring out the window as the towns flew through the darkness and the steam.
Certain everyone in Mississippi could hear that whistle scream. Swaying with the rails below and praying in the Milky Way above. Free to be yourself is something you can't ever get enough of. Misery turns to magical, the troubles fall behind her like the rain. Now she's rolling down the track, going anywhere but back. She took a night train. The feeling of passing through while other folks are sleeping. It's like flying, something about the way your heart starts when it's feeling. Nothing this side of heaven, like a Mississippi dawn. Behind you, don't even know you're gone. Swaying with the rails below and praying to the Milky Way above. Free to be yourself is something you can't ever get enough of. Misery turns to magical, the troubles fall behind her like the rain.
Eric Stuckey, AJ Fullerton, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Taya.